Sam Shore, the Sound of Freedom.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck white socks and blue ribbon beer.
The barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing, there stands the glass, and the cigarette smoke kind of hangs in the air.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. Some guy on the phone says, "I'll be home soon, dear." Outside, the 4:30 crowd is about to arrive. The sun's going down, and we'll all soon be here.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
That I'd rather be than right here with my redneck white socks and blue ribbon beer.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck white socks and blue ribbon beer.
If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hanging around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar. In a Texas with a hammer down and a rockin' little combo from the guitar band.
Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. Right here on Survival Circle.
I love to hear the steel bell coming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night and a truck stops, stumble in a restaurant. Wonder why I don't stop.
Light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
And it's time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Okay, here we are amidst the storm of stuff going on around the country, around the world. My goodness, welcome to the Shooting Bench, 25th of November. Hey, I'm glad I said that, because tomorrow is my sister's birthday. I better take care of that little issue. Let me see here. Let me check and see what's going on in the chat room. Let me look here. I got a message on Facebook. Let me check that out, and I'll have to check that later. Okay. Thank you, Susie B. Let's go see what we got going on over here. Maddie Buck, welcome. Minnie, hey, Minnie. You've been suspiciously absent here a time or two here lately. I'm glad you're back with us. NM Glock, Northwest Heavy, Rolex, Yakima Glock, Tebow. Well, let's see here. Doc just popped in there. Okay, very good. The Doc, that would work. That's a good idea. Hold on a minute here. I got something going on. I need to see what this is here. Did that fix it? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we got this whole deal. With let me talk about North Korea first. I'm sure that some of you have heard or seen or whatever on Facebook or news or whatever that North Korea has officially. Did I say November? I didn't say November, did I? Well, I meant September. If I said November, looks like I got two people on there saying they said November, so, boy, I am losing it. I got so much going on here. Oh, well, yeah, it's September, by the way. And it's still, tomorrow's still my sister's birthday. Some of you probably already seen that North Korea today has announced that they are declaring war on the United States. And I don't know if this was an official declaration or whether this guy was just popping off. I don't know what is happening or what's about to happen or what, but at this point, I don't think I would discount anything. This guy is absolutely certifiably crazy, to put it mildly. And I think that we should be wary and alert. I think that your travel plans should take this into consideration. Again, I said this here not too long ago. And your preparations should be well organized and caught up here. Yeah, that's a good point, Yakima Glock. That's a We'll talk about that here in a minute, too. So, not much I can say about North Korea right now. It's just their latest barking and carrying on there. So we'll see if anything comes of it. But like I said, I wouldn't just blow it off and forget about it, because the guy is nuts. So, this whole thing about the football players, about the NFL, is driving me absolutely nuts. It's another thing that is causing more division in the Patriot community. We have what I consider or did consider. I'm very, very, very strongly opinionated here on this issue. A lot of people that I would consider on our side that is sticking up for these idiots in the NFL. Now, understand that it's not the entire NFL, although it, I do blame the organization wholly for what's going on. There's people that say, well, it's their First Amendment right to shut up. It's not their First Amendment right to do anything. The First Amendment keeps you from being arrested when you go out and act like an ass out on the street. If you want to go out in the city square, in a courthouse square, and do that, then by all means knock yourself out. Because the First Amendment will keep you from getting arrested. That's what it's for. The First Amendment has absolutely nothing to do with you sitting around on company time, interrupting everything, causing all this division and everything during where you're getting paid to do something. How many companies do you know that will allow their employees to have political rallies and political even statements, protest, any of that kind of stuff on company time while you're being paid? I can't think of any. Well, yeah, I can't think. One Southwest Shooting Authority used to allow that, depending on who was doing the protesting and what it was about. But this is not a constitutionally protected activity that they're doing. It has absolutely nothing to do with the First Amendment or the Constitution, any part of the Constitution. It has everything to do with a bunch of money-hungry, greedy managers and coaches that haven't got the guts to stand up to these people and say, look, well, one did. I heard the Cowboys coach did. Said, if you're going to do this, you're off the team. You're out of here. God bless him. I hope he stands up to it. But now we've got eighth graders and eight-year-olds and 13-year-olds, high school, college, all of them doing this. These people look up to these kids look up to these NFL players. They have pictures, posters, coffee cups, t-shirts, and mugs, and helmets, and all this kind of stuff because they love these guys. And when they do it, they think it's okay for them to do it. They're teaching them to disrespect our country, our flag, the veterans of this country. I'm gonna play you something here in a little bit if you haven't heard it. It's a black guy that is talking. He's very, very intelligent, very articulate, and just mows these guys down. Matter of fact, I'm going to go find it right now, and I'm going to bring that up here. Give me a second here to find it. That's on my... let's see here. And then we had the one lone Steeler, former Army Ranger Alejandro Villanueva. And he was the only one and only, all by himself, without anybody else, stood out there and outside the tunnel, the locker room there, and stood with his hand over his heart for the national anthem. And I thought this was a wonderful thing. God bless this guy. What a hero this guy is. Well, then we find out that his coach had a little talk with him. Chewed his ass a little bit. And now, His statement is, I threw them under the bus unintentionally. Stop talking. Thank you. Spoke at a press conference Monday evening following Sunday's Steelers and Bears game when the remainder of the Steelers roster did not stand on the field for the national anthem. During the press conference, Villanueva said, I threw them under the bus unintentionally while explaining what happened in the time leading up to the national anthem. He also explained in his own words what standing or not standing for the national anthem means to him. I am thoroughly disappointed in this guy. But be that as it may, let me go find the thing I wanted to play you here. And it is, come on, let's move along there. Oh, my internet holds up. I still haven't got that issue resolved. It's sometimes on and off again. Okay. This is going to be the same drill with the music. It's going to be a short period of silence, and then I'm going to play this. It's about 5 minutes long, and then I'll be back. So if you'll stay with me for just a minute, I'll be R-A-T right back.
This is my whole thing about this protesting and this taking a knee on the flag. For all you people who just seem to not understand, let me clarify this for you, okay? It's not about the act of protesting. It's not about the act of believing in something and pursuing it. It's the way you're doing it. I don't know how many times people have to say this. Listen, what does the American flag have to do with your perceived oppression? What does the national anthem have to do with these issues that people are bringing up? It is a separate issue. The flag and the national anthem has nothing to do with what you're talking about. You're talking about an anthem of hope and unity within this country that have made people become great, that have made the poor become rich and give people opportunities. You're just talking about a flag that represents hard work, dedication, blood, sweat, and tears. Sacrifice. And the thing that makes me most upset is that you have these people who turn around and take a knee and want to attribute all the negativity to the flag and the anthem, but don't want to attribute the positive. Listen, if you feel that the American flag represents negativity and slavery and all this other stuff, then you have to give credit and credence to a flag that have given you an opportunity to go from cornfields and picking cotton to being the president of the United States of America. Going from being segregated, can't go to proper schools, can't vote, taking you from that point to now you're making millions of dollars to play sports. And you know who's watching you? White people. I'm sick of y'all coming up with these lame excuses. The reason why America isn't, listen, Martin Luther King had support, you could call it bipartisan support. He had support on both sides, from people in the movement and people outside of the movement, because he did it with respect. He did it without robbing Peter to pay Paul. He did it with integrity. He did it with a mission. He did it with tangible goals that were achievable through hope, faith, and dedication, and unity and connectivity between all of us. These clowns are doing stuff off of trendiness. This is trendy. The issues they're talking about have nothing to do with the flag. You can address those issues at another venue. If you really care about black lives, you don't need to be taking a knee. You need to be out there doing something in the community. If you care about oppression, if you care about laws, then you need to be voting. You need to be putting yourself in position to assist in passing legislation. And one of y'all need to take the step and say, okay, well, I'm going to join the police department. Do something about it. Quit taking a knee and protesting and crying like a baby. Because at the end of the day, all you're doing is pissing people off. That's all you're doing. I asked the person, people cannot answer this question. What has happened since Colin Kaepernick took the first knee? What has happened? Have unemployment changed in the black community? Have black-on-black crime changed? Have police stopped shooting black people? Tell me what has changed. Has abortion rate dropped? Has recidivism changed? Has dropout rates changed? Tell me what has changed since he took a knee. Somehow there's more entrepreneurs, more opportunities, more jobs. What has changed? Nothing. Nothing has changed. Nothing is going to change. Stop whining like a baby. Suit up. Play the sport. Play the game. And actually do something about it. Stop dragging the flag in it. If you're going to cry about it on one end, but you don't want to give credence to it on the other end. I'm telling you, as an African-American man in this country, the flag means a lot to me. I honor the flag. I don't care if I don't like the president. I don't give a care about none of that stuff. I'm not going to disrespect the flag. I'm going to honor the people who fought for I can be free. That's it. If I don't do nothing else, I'm going to honor those people. Presidents come and go. 4 years, 8 years, they out. And I'm sick of you athletes. I was an athlete. I'm sick of y'all trying to act like just because you played in the NFL, you play sports, somehow you're an expert on life. You have no idea what you're talking about. Listen, you play a game. This is fairy tale world. You suit up, you lose, you go home. You cry, you play another game. In the real world, real heroes, when they lose games, they don't come back. When the game is over, there's no takebacks. When you lose, you die. That's real men. You making tackles, I'm saving lives. Don't come at me with that BS about being some sports player. You playing a game. You're playing a game. The people who die for that flag, it ain't a game. That's real life. That's real sacrifice. Don't come at me with that. That's all I have to say. Y'all done made me mad. This country is greater than that. All you clown athletes, you ain't nothing. And I'm going to say this and I'm off here for real this time. Listen, Donald Trump is a billionaire who's now the leader of the greatest country that ever existed. Cry me a river. He ain't worried about you crybaby athletes. You are here today, gone tomorrow. Relevant today, you ain't signed tomorrow. You have a leg injury, you are irrelevant. Remember that. Remember who pay your salary. Remember who's filling these seats that's paying you money. You ain't making money just because you're a good athlete. You're making money because people want to watch you. People are supporting you. And when you spit in their face, they will no longer support you. When you talk trash, they will no longer be a part of that. You don't disrespect America to play a sport. The end.
Well, there you have it. I don't think it could have been said much better than that. I've listened to this three or four times now, and it was just very, very well put. And Doc, I was looking at some of the comments up here, and on the one hand, I guess you could say that you're right, and you say that you haven't seen any Patriots side with the NFL. Well, I have, and as far as I'm concerned, when they sided, they quit being Patriots. So you can say that at that moment they are no longer Patriots, or what? But there's several of them. I've been in discussions today on Facebook. I didn't hardly get anything done today because I've been fighting all day with these idiots that have lots of different stuff going on and lots of different discussions. You know, the discussion about their First Amendment right. And one guy tried to really make me feel guilty by saying how disappointed LaVoy would be in me for the way of the stand that I've taken here. I know LaVoy was all about love and Constitution and all that, and rightfully so. But I'm not LaVoy. I don't feel that way. I do, you know, I go to the same church as LaVoy, you know, we've got all the same beliefs and all that, but not everybody is exactly the same, and I am not exactly like LaVoy. I wish I could be, but I'm not. And I think these arrogant, self-aggrandizing punks out there need to be fired, every one of them. I just saw
where the last remaining island in this storm here, if that's a correct way to put it, that the Cowboys took it along with their owner. Now, it doesn't say that the coach did. Of course, I didn't read the whole story. Maybe the coach did. But the coach was the one that said, you will not do that on my time. I want to see if he's going to stick to his word. What's he going to do now? Is he going to fire the whole team? What may happen is he may try to, and the owner's going to fire him. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. But I see that these people are they're just following the money. Maybe they're not following the money. Maybe they're going to find out that that the money's going to stop coming in. But I can't believe that. Hang on, just 1 second here. Okay. I can't believe that everybody is caving. I can't believe that that Army Ranger come back and apologized for standing up and saluting the flag and showing respect for his country and his service. And everything. I can't believe it. I think that I don't see why this must be very, very, very near and dear to these people's hearts. I don't know how they cannot see the damage that is being done to the NFL. Not that I care. I don't care if the whole thing caves in and disappears with nothing but a memory. Means absolutely nothing to me. What does mean something to me is the fact that they are disrespecting the flag and the country. That means a lot to me, actually. But I can't see, I don't understand why they don't see how fast this is caving in. I was looking at they showed the grandstands in one of the games here a couple of days ago, and I want you to know there was many an empty seat, and I think now that the Cowboys have done it, and all this other stuff has taken place just in the last 24 hours, I can't imagine that this is going to continue, because I know some guys, my nephew is one of them. A couple of my very good friends here in Sholo, hardcore NFL supporters, forever and a day football fans. I mean, they'll do anything, fight mud, snow, sit in the mud to watch it. There's no end to what they won't do for a football game. And one of them called the NFL, the front office today, and told them what for. Gave them a piece of his mind. Said, you just lost a lifetime support. I will never, ever watch another NFL game. There are people across the country burning their T-shirts and their caps. And I saw where one guy burned his, the Green Bay Packers got a little penguins or whatever the hell it is. I'm not sure what it is. Some kind of little stuffed animal. And burning that. It's a huge deal. And I'll tell you something else. Let me bring this up on my little crystal ball here right quick. And I'll show you another deal. If I can find it. And I know I can find it. It's just going to take me a minute. Here we go. Well, here, this one, I just said this. Americans nationwide burn NFL tickets, shirts, in solidarity with Trump. Americans across the country, we heard all that. One video shows a season ticket holder who's been attending New York Giants games since the early 80s, burning his tickets. Said, I can't go anymore. Before apologizing to all the respectful NFL players who still respect the flag in our country, I can't pay and I can't watch this happen, he said. Before explaining how he was wearing a shirt that belonged to a cop he worked with who was shot dead during a robbery. There are thousands of cops just like him who gave his life for this country, and these people sit down and protest against cops. I'm burning my tickets. It goes on and on. Another video shows a Steelers fan who appears to be a veteran burning his Steelers shirt while waving an American flag and playing the national anthem. Another Steelers fan burned all his NFL gear in a pit. We have morals in this country. We stand for this country. My great uncle's bones are lying at the bottom of Pearl Harbor. For this country, for the flag, for your freedom to play in the NFL and to say whatever you want to say. But you do not disrespect the flag and the country and the Constitution. So watch this stuff burn. And there's just story after story after story after story on here. It just goes on and on. And then we had the ones that took a knee during the national anthem and then chose to stand for God Save the Queen. Are you freaking kidding me? Unbelievable. Even in liberal areas like Boston and D.C., fans are booing their own players and standing firm behind President Trump. Now, while all this was going on, we have a church shooting yesterday. Did you hear about that? Last I heard, there was one dead and eight wounded. And you know what stopped the church shooting? A CCW holder who was not CCW and like he was supposed to. He had to go out in the car and get his gun, as I understand it. Which is, you know, if he'd had it with him, then probably could have done a little better, a little faster. But nevertheless, they didn't spend any time talking about that on mainstream media. So there's another deal here. And I will... Oh, you're kidding me. Did I lose it? Anyway, while I find that, there's... remember the gal we talked about here? What was it? Last week? That shot the robber in Albuquerque? Had her gun. She worked for a Circle K. Had her gun in her pocket. God bless her. And a guy come in and she blasted him. She said, I'd rather have to look for another job than be dead. Yeah, that's how it works. That's how you do it. But she was suspended. Now, I don't know. I haven't found out yet. I haven't researched this to see if that was a corporate decision or just that individual manager's decision. If we'll find out any more about that, I'll let you know. Let's see, where is my... Anyway, I read it, so I can tell you most of it. All of you should be familiar with the Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Well, apparently, the owner of these, that owns all of these Flying J truck stops, NM Glock says there's a GoFundMe page for her. I may have to go pitch in a little just for the heck of it here. I'll bet she'll do well, though. Let's see if I can find... I know I can find it. Yeah, that's another thing. The shooter in the church, guess what? Sudanese refugee. Or... As Yakima Glock says, immigrant. I don't know if he was a legitimate immigrant or if he was a refugee to come over here. Whatever it was, he was a Muslim from Sudan. Hang on, let me find my other deal here. Did you ever notice that, do you think back here, what was it, 2-3 years ago? 4 years ago? I don't remember when it was exactly. Remember Tim Tebow? Not to be confused with our own radio doc, Tebow. Tim Tebow, not Tebow. Well, remember
when he'd go out on the field and before he started the game, he'd kneel down and have a little prayer and pray for everyone's safety and good sportsmanship and, you know, to do well in the game and all this. Where were all these freedom of speech freaks then? When the NFL told him to keep his opinions to himself, that there was no place in a football game for that kind of stuff. And he kept going, and he kept catching hell over, and he kept doing it, and they kept... Where were all these self-aggrandizing pigs then? Oh, boy. Let's see. Where is that deal? Here we go. I find it. Now, I'm going to put this in the chat room for you so you can go look at it here later, just in case you wanted to check it out. There you go. Now then, there's here we go. Anyway, this guy apparently, the guy that owns all these is the owner of the Cleveland Browns. Says this guy, Jimmy Haslam, is the guy's name that owns all the CEO of Pilot and Flying J, allowed his players, the Cleveland Browns, to take a knee during a pregame performance of the national anthem. He said, we just watched the beginning of the Cleveland Browns game and the national anthem, and the owner, Jimmy Haslam, allowed, I guess that's Haslam or Haslam or whatever, allowed most of his team to kneel during the national anthem. He then calls for a boycott, and this is the guy that has a video. The guy that's calling for the boycott is the guy that put the video on Facebook and everything, calling for a boycott of Pilot and Flying J's. And I think he's going to get good response out of it. This is what Haslam, whatever his name is, this is what he said. He said, we view our organization, our league, and our players as great unifiers of people. That's not what I was going to say, but our players, just like so many others across our league, have been honest and thoughtful with their attempt to bring awareness to the issues of inequality and social injustice. We are incredibly moved by the meaningful and powerful dialogue they initiated within our organization when they spoke of their intent to unify. We must not let misguided, uninformed, and divisive comments from the president or anyone else deter us from our efforts to unify. Well, by golly, you just unify did all you want to. I think you've made a huge mistake. This guy put this video on. He's a veteran. His name is... what is his name? His name is Matt. That's all it has on here. It's just Matt. He put this up there, called for a boycott, and it went viral immediately within 6 hours. The video had more than 350,000 views and was shared by more than 13,000 people. Now, you think the NFL has made a good decision here? Many of them commenting in support of the proposed boycott. And I've read a bunch. There's a whole bunch of them here. I'll just read a couple of them. There's a bunch. They all say the same thing. As someone who spends at least $1,000 a week on fuel at Pilot and Flying J, I will no longer spend a penny at either one of these places from now on. One thing I learned many years ago is don't piss off the truckers of the United States. They are the ones that drive this country. If this is the case, I will no longer buy any fuel from them, period. Pilot lost a customer today, and I spend hundreds of dollars each week with them. And it goes on and on. There's just more of them. There's... what do you call them? Twitter tweets, you know, of screenshots of tweets and stuff. So, and they get down into the comments of the post of the video, and it is just one after another after another. Now, there's a couple of supporters of the. No one cares what you boycott. They'll still be open for business to everyone else. Well, I don't know if I'd be too sure about that. You're dealing with
truckers. You're not dealing with Starbucks customers or people that go to, you know, Starbucks will forevermore be open because I think that there are more liberals going to Starbucks than there is conservatives. And what Starbucks does, conservative, the liberals are okay with that. And I don't think the truck drivers, I personally have never met a truck driver that was, I'm sure there's some out there. I'm not saying that there's not. I don't doubt it for a minute. But most of the ones that I've met, all of the ones that I've met, 100% of them, and I've met quite a few. I drove a truck for a while, and I've been where people brought, truck drivers brought materials onto the jobs and stuff like that. I've met a lot of truck drivers. And everyone that I've met was pretty much just like me. Gun owner, conservative, red, white, and blue, American flag on the dash, just the whole nine yards there. So these people that say that Diet Pilot and Flying J is going to continue to stay open, we'll see about that. We'll see if nothing would tickle me more than to see them close their doors here in about, 60 or 90 days as word gets out and people quit going there. And pretty soon they can't afford it. He's going to come crawling back and issue a public apology, which I think it'll be way too late and will be absolutely meaningless if he's going broke. That's the problem in MGLOC. A lot of these times they do tell him where the fuel where the company tells them to, but I'm not so sure that a lot of these companies aren't going to say, you know what? I'm with you. Let's get fuel somewhere else. I boycotted the whole city of Gallup because back when, what was it, SB 1170 or whatever it was here in Arizona where they, the immigration deal where they were, catching but not releasing, the thing that Sheriff Joe got in so much trouble over. Well, the city of Gallup, the government, boycotted Arizona and said that they're not going to buy anything. They're not, not doing any business with the state of Arizona. So I got on the internet and I looked up every single email in the entire, every branch of government, every office in Gallup. I didn't do McKinley County because McKinley County didn't say that. Gallup said that. So I found, anything, a city manager, the chief of police, the mayor, dog catcher, everybody that was involved in government, hundreds of email addresses. I guess it was hundreds. It was a whole hell of a bunch anyway, whatever it was. And I sent that to them, and I told them that we routinely stop there, going back and forth and get fuel and sometimes spend the night and eat there very regularly and all that. And I said, never again, never, ever again will I stop in Gallup and spend 1 cent. I may stop there to use the bathroom just because I think that's appropriate and fitting, but I will not be buying a diet Dr. Pepper, and I will not be filling up my fuel tank there. You know what? And they probably didn't notice one bit, but it sure made me feel a lot better. I was okay with that. So we'll see what happens with this Flying J. There's, if you look at the comments on here, here's one says, American or not, if you're here, you need to respect our country. And here's one that says, let's see, the truck stops made a whole lot more off truck drivers than just an occasional travel stopper. And this same guy says, two boycotting truckers won't put them out of business, I'm pretty sure. Well, I don't think it's going to be two boycotting truckers. I'm guessing that there's going to be a bunch of them that don't stop. this guy says, I'll stop. I'm tired of forced patriotism. Forced patriotism? No one's forcing you to be a patriot. It's something we do. It's who we are. It's not something you... a lot of us, it's just flat born in us from the beginning. I mean, we've been that way since kids. I know I have. Since I was, first grade, I can remember all the pictures that I drew in class and stuff, and it was all about, I drew flags, and I drew army, and I know a lot of you guys did too, draw, army pictures and stuff, and I was just damn sure proud of this, and some of the movies that I've seen come right out and make me cry and have since I was a little kid. It's something that just exists in a lot of us. Can it be learned? Yeah, I think it can. Some of you may not know this, and this will come as a surprise to you. But Chris Ann Hall used to be a hardcore liberal. So patriotism and conservatism can be learned. It can be acquired. Once people, they see the light, they say, what? I didn't know. Really? I didn't know that. Tell me more. And some of these guys, these football players and stuff, their minds and their hearts are not open to this. No matter what anybody tells them, there's not one out of 1,000 of them, I doubt, that would back up and say, wait, we did that? And what happened? Look at the, you don't even know this whole story behind the Star Spangled Banner. Where it was written, why it was written, when it was written. Have you ever listened to the words of that? Or do you just stand there and just can't wait for the game to start? NM Glock, you don't like Denny's? What's the matter with Denny's? Denny's bad people too? I didn't know that. I actually like Denny's. Denny's got a veteran program, and they're pretty, very supportive of concealed carry holders and all that. So I don't personally have a problem with Denny's, but maybe there's something about them I don't know. But I think that there's a handful of people out there that can be. I kind of took this stand when I quit being diplomatic and trying to help you. This guy accused me of being so hateful that I don't hate these people. I don't like their disrespect. I don't hate them for what they are. I don't want to kill them. How do you put it? When you despise the way someone acts and the things that they do, do you have to hate them to do that? I mean, hate's pretty rich. That's a pretty strong word. Can they be forgiven? Of course they can. If I'd have known Chris Ann Hall when she was a liberal, I would have forgiven her when she saw the light. Her and her dad don't even speak, or very little. They don't talk about politics because her dad's still a liberal. He's very disappointed that Chris Ann Hall has saw the light and become a productive, fruitful American. Boy, this whole thing just flat ticks me off. It really does. And while all this is going on, and I'm just as guilty as everybody else, while all this is going on, Korea is declaring war. Church shootings are happening and it doesn't even make the news. Hardly. It was in the news, but not like it normally is. Andy M. Glock, if you ever come to Sholo, I'm going to take you to our Denny's and show you some of the best service around, at least every time that I've been. It has been, we go to Denny's pretty regular around here. I have heard all the verses to the Star Spangled Banner. I don't know them all by heart. I'm just like most people. I know the first one. But I have sung all of them. We did a deal, 9/11 memorial at Vernon Park here in Vernon, Arizona, September the 9th, because that was the closest Saturday to the 11th. And we did sing all of them. Had some little handouts and everything. I probably should be more, I probably should know all of them by heart. But I don't. Probably never will, but doesn't keep me from trying when you want to get the opportunity. And I tell you, we do, when we sing it in church, we sing all of them. I guess all of them. I think there's, what, 5, 4? It's what's in our hymn book, anyway. And every time that we sing that song, we sing all the verses of it. Okay, well, it's about time to start winding it down. I swear, I didn't even have high blood pressure before I started this. Now I'm going to have to go buy me some blood pressure pills. This whole thing just chaps my hide till I cannot stand it. And it ain't near over yet, because I think there's going to be one of these games here soon. I'm guessing that there's going to be a butt-whooping and a runaway here. I think that there's going to be people out there that have had enough. Wouldn't it be something if Civil War 2.0 started over a football game? Or a football organization? Unbelievable. I'll tell you what's coming up here. Though just because I didn't change it, and it's too late to change it now. So what's coming up after this show is a show we did on the 30th of August about handheld radios. So if you missed that show about shortwave radios and stuff, well, now would be a good time to catch up on it, because it's going to be coming on just as soon as I sign off here. So I have every intention of being here Wednesday. I do have a meeting Wednesday night, but I have told the people that I must be done by a certain time so that I can be here on time. So I have every intention of doing that. So I'm going to climb on out of here, and I will see you Wednesday night. Thanks for joining me. Listen to me rant here for a little while. I still haven't got completely over it, man. Wait, stop. That's not it. Let's try this one. Will you quit? Jeez, come on. All right, I got it. Hooray for my side. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me. No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.